We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Ryan Hickey and Chris Venezia are producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Darwin Zook, man, I get all the good update guys. I think they ask to update North America on Saturday nights. Speaking of updates, the Blues, have they waved the flag? It's 7-2 on the final scoreboard. Boston, your championship city, now leads at best-of-7 Stanley Cup final 2-1. Yeah. Could you imagine like doing sports radio at the Sports Hub in Boston or living there? Or being a Boston fan living anywhere in North America? Red Sox, Patriots, and Bruins all will have world championship parades, celebrations, and what's that time frame? All within 7 months. That's a lifetime. And you've been blessed with Thomas Brady, one of the greatest actors ever, denied an Oscar for his performance in Ted 2. You have Bill Belichick in the cutoff sweatshirts that now are stylish in sporting goods stores. And I even bought two. And my sister said, can I have one of them? Because she can't find them anywhere. So who would ever thought that Bill Belichick would be more of a trendsetter in clothes than Tom Brady? Kudos to everybody in Beantown, New England. Enjoy it, because we're all envious. We all wish that could be us. Now, I will say that the Patriots with that schedule, I don't know how they go. Anything below 12-4 would be a shock. Boston, you know, can they get Anthony Davis? What happens in this free agency during this offseason? They're still a top four team right now without adding anybody. Will Kyrie stay? Will he end up with KD and probably, what, Barrett with the Knicks? We have thrown out the question, who's the man right now in the NBA? Not just Toronto and Golden State. I'm talking, is it still LeBron? Is it Harden? Is it Westbrook? Is it the Greek Freak in Milwaukee, the G-Man? Who is it? Who is the man that can put a team on his back? And I thought the Greek Freak, what he did to get him there, probably reminiscent of what LeBron would do with Cleveland and pushing them deep into the playoffs. But Kyrie, remember when they, you know, won it all, Kyrie was just playing out of his mind because Golden State had nobody that could check him going to the rack. So today's NBA, now I don't care about numbers. I really don't. I don't care about if you're 45-10 average. I don't care. You know, I don't want the Harden theory where you get your points and your team isn't getting trophies, okay? It's like people, you know, I do my statewide show in Michigan. Oh, man, Stafford's fast as the 30,000. I don't care. I don't. Those numbers are good for what? Fantasy football and your own personal glory. Me as a fan, me as a sports talk show host, 27 years in the business, I judge athletes on what they do in the postseason when it comes to greatness. So we're asking, who's the man right now in the NBA? Is it the Greek Freak? Is it still LeBron? But you know what? He needed a year of adjustment. I did watch that Million Dollar Mile. My kids started watching it on that LeBron's a producer. And now I see Steph Curry is doing a putt-putt golf show called Holy Moly. Have you seen that, Hickey? The ad for it?
I have not, no.
It's called Holy Moly. Now, I'm trying to think if this was a dream last night or I really saw the promo, that there's a crazy putt-putt course where you have to do different things, and it's called Holy Moly. It actually looked pretty cool, and it says produced by Steph Curry.
I'm trying to look it up right now.
Look it up. Is it Fox? Is it CBS? Or is it ABC? I don't know. It's, you know, I don't think it's NBC because they actually do good shows.
So it looks like it was ABC.
Yeah, holy moly. And it looked intriguing. It really did. Now, I will tell you, have you watched that Million Dollar Mile, the LeBron produced show? Have you watched that?
No, I've not.
Tim Tebow is the worst host ever. Oh, my Lord. Because I caught a couple episodes. The kids were eating some pizza, and I go, what do you watch? And they go, oh, this is, they get to run for $1 million. And I'm thinking, oh, that's a LeBron show. And I never watched it. So I sat and watched two episodes, like a half hour each with the kids. And I'm watching it. And when Tim Tebow would talk as a host, it was like nails on a chalkboard. Now, I like Tebow. And what he's done, his faith, football, Florida, overachieved in the NFL. He's still in the Mets. Is he Triple A with the Mets, Hickey?
He is.
Yeah. Didn't I just see the video? He hit his first home run of the season or something, right?
I believe that was like last week, yeah.
Yeah, right. So is he still doing his SEC network stuff too?
I believe so.
Okay. He's horrible on TV. He's horrible. And he was hosting that show, and you know they do this one swimming obstacle thing, and I'm thinking, Tim Tebow, just go jump in the water and give the mic to someone else. Oh my Lord, there's just I get he's a speaker when he's speaking to, you know, orphanages and prisons and churches. I get that, but hosting something on television or being a commentator, you gotta have a good voice. You really do. Or you have to be funny and wacky, like, you know, Terry Bradshaw, right? You have to. I was ready while I'm eating pizza with the kids watching this Million Dollar Mile to say, Tim Tebow, I know you're rich, but I'll give you $1 million to walk off the set and never host that show again. And I'm a Tebow fan. I am. I have his back. You know what? He takes a lot of grief for flying religion and his love of God, and he gets buried for it, which is ridiculous. I'm being honest as a critic, and I give opinions for a living. He's not good on the SEC network, and he's not the Million Dollar Mile. There were only two episodes on the On Demand, and I think it was CBS On Demand. I'm not sure. Did it get canceled after two episodes?
I'm checking now. I don't believe so. That could just be, I'm not sure.
It was interesting. You know, it's kind of like, American Gladiator, because they have a guy chasing you or a girl chasing you, trying to catch you and pass you, and a little bit of, Ninja Warriors. I will say that the action kept me watching it with, and my kids are, the boys are 12 and 11. So it was unique. And also what they're doing is they're bringing all the young Lakers, and LeBron will chase them. And if he passes them, they'll be able to be traded or cut. So I think that's coming up in some future episodes. So, and then Anthony Davis will be at the finish line. And Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard. Who is the man in the NBA? You can join us 1-855-212-4CBS. I think we got some callers hanging around. Appreciate the love. CT in Baltimore. Thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hello, Huge. What's up?
Hey, CT.
Hey, I just wanted to answer the huge question of the night. I'm not going to say it's not Kawhi, but I just want to ask you. I don't really think this is a fair question at this point in time because it's quite obvious we're just picking favorites now because we're watching Kawhi star in the playoffs this year, but we completely forgot about the fact KD is sitting on the sidelines, unable to do anything. So I'm not going to say it's not Kawhi, but I don't want to say either that we can see from the playoffs it is Kawhi, because I think that's just clearly unfair to Kevin Durant, who is most likely the best player in the NBA right now.
Oh, thank you, CT, in Baltimore. And I, you know, again, the Kevin Durant thing, that's why and he's there supporting the team. He's not pouting. And they're talking what the last report was, maybe middle of the finals. Are they waiting to see? Is he waiting to see? He doesn't want to push it and get hurt. What was it, a calf, foot, whatever it is. You know, he's waiting for that big mega deal. So will it be play if they need me? But then if they win it without him, does that hurt his mystique as the man? Kind of where I'm going with this question. I get the Kawhi love, but it is amazing to watch what he's done. And we thought, well, that's Eastern Conference. Well, he did it, and he makes every in game one of the NBA Finals, it makes everybody better around him. Let's go to Gerald in Houston, listening on AM 610. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hello. I'm always happy to speak with you. Kawhi Leonard, athletically, because what he learned in San Antonio. Remember when Kawhi came out, I think, San Diego State. That's where he went to college, I believe. He was just a good athletic player. When he went to San Antonio, he learned the fundamentals of the game. He learned how to be a leader from Tim Duncan and some other people. And he just thought it was time for him to leave. And when he left, he's taken that to Toronto. And he's always been a quiet guy. Don't really talk a lot. Don't, as most athletes were a long time ago, they were just athletes. And so, to me, he's the best player simply because he's young. He's athletic. The gentleman in Milwaukee reminds me of a young Connie Hawkins, which a lot of people don't even know who Connie Hawkins is, but he was like that at 19. And so people get old, and the changing of the guard happens.
It is happening. You know, and Gerald, thanks for the call in Houston, listening on AM 610. That's my point. I think LeBron's on the downslide. I do. He could not carry the Lakers. He against a powerful Western Conference lineup. But did he carry him in Cleveland? Yeah, to a point, but then they needed Kyrie, I think, to get him over the hump, right? Will we all agree on that? Let's go to Rick in Chicago, listening on AM 670, The Score. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you doing over there?
Hey, Ricky.
Gotta go with Harden. Sorry, hands down, James Harden. I mean, day in, day night, you name it, this guy, you know, he went from, what, Oklahoma over to Houston, and it just makes you kind of wonder what kind of team Oklahoma would have had they been able to keep Kevin Durant and Harden.
And Westbrook. You know, think about, and thanks for the call in Chicago, just that, and I was talking with buddies over a beer about Oklahoma City. This was Memorial Day weekend. If Harden, Durant, and Westbrook, but if you look at those three characters, and they're similar in a way that they're very protective, and it's almost like they don't believe that the basketball fan respects them. They get their hometown crowds do, okay? And it's happened for KD and Oklahoma City. Yeah, they turned on him when he left, but in Oakland, and Harden in Houston, and Westbrook in OKC, but they're better to a point. I think Harden's kind of the more laid back of the trio. And they were in, a smaller market in terms of NBA in Oklahoma City, similar to Kawhi. KD is known more for what he did with the Warriors than what he did in Oklahoma City. Harden more a big city in Houston than he did in Oklahoma City. Those are just, now Kawhi more in Toronto than what he did in San Antonio. Callers online from Niagara Falls, Washington, D.C., Illinois, Texas. I promise I will get to your huge opinions. If you want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
Footloose is one of the great soundtracks ever. They don't do the good movie soundtracks like they used to. Saturday Night Fever, Footloose. Line up anything against those two. You may think Footloose was nerdy, but be honest. You had the 8-track. Maybe even ventured into the CD. That's timeless. If you're not moving right now, hearing that, I gotta cut loose. I'm not lying. That's an awesome soundtrack. They're like a soundtrack of your life, like Saturday Night Fever was. What's the last good movie soundtrack that had a ton of originals? I know you had Bohemian Rhapsody, but that was all the Queen songs. It doesn't happen anymore. Drake should do a soundtrack for Toronto if they win it. By the way, I think Drake, and I found this out from Scoop Jackson from ESPN Chicago, because I said, oh, Drake's going to hurt his image. And he said, hey, Bill, I don't think you're too deep in hip-hop culture. This was Friday on my statewide show in Michigan. I said, I'm not. He said, hey, Drake started from the bottom. Now he's here. He's become annoying. He makes me, and I have no rooting interest for our listeners on AM 590 in Toronto. I really don't. Whoever wins, I'm gaining a ton of respect for Kawhi and the Raptors finally getting over the hump. And I love Golden State. I could watch them every game, all the time. I love the type of basketball that they play. But Drake is annoying. I think he's close to getting thrown out. I really do. I think the NBA may toss him for a game, like a one game, and say you're, and then take his seats away. But then if you do it, and Toronto's playing well, and they fold, and it's because the NBA kicked out Drake. And I think Draymond and Steph have handled it well. Even when Drake said that Draymond was trash, they get it. They don't take it personal. And a lot of people in sports and life take way too much personal. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Rick in Indiana. Thanks for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, you're quite welcome, Bill. I got to start from the beginning with Wilt and Bill Russell. There just wasn't enough teams back then to compare, but what you gauge a player today is you gauge him by Michael Jordan, and I think Kawhi is probably the closest thing to Michael Jordan overall. But does he have enough to win in Toronto, just like you said? Golden State plays a great game, and they have great shooters. But I, one-on-one player, I got to go with Kyrie, hands down. He's the closest thing to Michael that there is.
All right, well, thank you, Rick.
Or will be in some time.
All right, well, thank you, Rick and Indiana. Cool. I appreciate you listening. I want to try and get everybody in. We're just getting loaded up with callers. Thank you for... Well, the inside, Kyrie, a lot of people will talk about LeBron, but without Kyrie, do they have that ring in Cleveland and that championship celebration? I don't think so. Speaking of Cleveland, let's go to Joe, listening on 92.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Huge, how you been, man?
What's happening, Joey?
Not much, man. I just want to say, you know what? Hey, KD's on the bench. They put him in the game. They're going to change your whole system around again. And... They might have a good shot at it. Well, I was thinking something else here that you're talking about the West, and LeBron went West. there's five teams, five cities that I'm thinking in the West that only have basketball teams. They have no other sports teams. They don't have a football team. They don't have a baseball team. That's all they do is basketball. I believe it's like Phoenix, Utah, Seattle, Sacramento, and
Portland.
Portland. That is the other one. My first gig, man, Portland. I did Portland, man. Portland, big basketball town. Big, big, big.
All right, well, thank you, Joey. In Cleveland, listening to 92.3 FM, one of America's great sports radio stations. Can't wait to see the Browns. I read a story, Greedy Williams, pick out of LSU, already running with the ones at corner. He's amazing. I think the Lions made a mistake not taking him. Let's go to Tony in Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Sure, this is Tony. I've got to go with King James. I've got to go with King James because this man has taken New York rejects and took them to the promised land. When he was with Cleveland initially as a rookie, almost took him to the promised land. Here's a man that can play all five positions and has played and excelled in every one of them and made everybody who played with him better. And been in 9 championships. I love Michael Jordan, but Michael Jordan had Scottie Pippen, Tony Kukoc, Ron Harper, Dennis Rodman, Powers Grant, Bill Cartwright. He had a lot of Hall of Famers playing with him. He couldn't do what King James is doing. King James might be the greatest player ever played a game.
Thank you, Tony. In Texas, from Texas, let's go to beautiful Niagara Falls. And Jason, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Just a comment there on Drake. Yeah, I think the basketball or the NBA had a little talk with him before this series started, and I think they told him to relax a little bit after the last series. But we'll see if that happens. Yeah, he might be up for the sixth man of the year. But for the best player, yeah, I'd like to say Kawhi because I've watched him all season. When he wins this year, it'll be 2 championships, 2 MVPs. It'll only be in 27. That would leave him 1 behind LeBron and Curry. But if I was to start a franchise for the next 10 years, I'd have to go Giannis, I think. His athleticism is probably the best in the league. And I think once he learns the mental part and does a little bit better that way, I think he'll run the league for a few years. I think he's going to be a great player.
Thank you, Jason, in Niagara Falls. And I agree with your huge opinion. Look at the NBA and their young stars. I mean, LeBron's old now. I mean, that's a splash of cold water on a lot of our faces. LeBron is part of the old guard right now. They have some great young talent, and it's not equating to TV ratings. Part of it is, you know, you get tired of watching Golden State. So if you're in the States, you're tired of seeing Golden State win it, right? We get the Yankee Cowboy syndrome. And you get a Canadian team, which really doesn't help the American TV ratings. I'm curious in Canada, and probably somebody listening with all our great affiliates. I mean, I think Calgary or Nova Scotia, Toronto, Vancouver, we're in a ton of cities. I wonder what the NBA final TV ratings are in Game 1 in Canada compared to the U.S. I mean, NFL obviously is king. And I've enjoyed it. I'm telling you, man, the Stanley Cup playoff, even though tonight's game was a dog, 7-2, Bruins, it's over. And I don't mean that game. It is over, 7-2 final in St. Louis. Message game, hello. You don't have a shot. But didn't I say that after the first couple of games with Milwaukee, Toronto? Did I pull a Paul Pierce? You can join in. Who is the man that can carry a team in the NBA? Is Kawhi the greatest player in the league? Not just right now, but I'm talking moving forward. Regardless of what happens against Golden State, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Callers online, your huge opinions are next.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America. We do it each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions. Ryan Hickey and Chris Venezia producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. I think Horowitz is coming up with Kilkelly. What's Kilkelly's first name?
Sean.
Oh, I thought, yeah, Sean Kilkelly. I thought, well, maybe his first name is Kill. It's Kill. Hey, how you doing? CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, you looking for anybody? I'd like to be a producer. What's your name? Kill Kelly. Sure. Hey, can someone in HR set up Kill Kelly? Kill first name, Kelly last name, with a W-2. Thank you. I am getting some feedback from Stephen Markovich, who's listening in Canada, and I love it. Anytime I ask a question about anything sports related or even what people thought of Toronto, I think it was a couple weeks ago, I get a million answers. Thank you. Canada's awesome. Stefan says, here is what our Canadian broadcast are reporting. Game one average 3.3 million viewers, Canadian NBA record. How does that compare to the Stanley Cup final? Like, and I know you get Boston and St. Louis are some Canadian players, but it's not a Canadian team or teams in the final. I wonder how that compares. 3.3 million. Hickey, could you compare that? What was the rating in the U.S.? Because I know it was down from the previous year. What was the rating? Because I want to compare it with the Canadian numbers. Could you look that up?
Pulling it up right now.
You are so good. And Venezia, the three words he said all night, they are just, they stick with me. Scott Gammon, he is listening in Maryland. He comments on our huge question of the night. Who is the player in the NBA that can carry his team? Is LeBron still that guy? Is it the G-man in Milwaukee? Is it Steph? Is it Harden? Is it Anthony Davis? Could it be Zion, who has never played an NBA game? Is it Westbrook? Kyrie? I mean, there's a lot to choose from. There really is when you look at the NBA. Their star depth, you might have to go old school, like, you know, Showtime Lakers and DJ and Larry and McHale and the Chief and Boston and what the NBA had. There's some good depth and some good guys right now in the NBA. You know, LeBron, the Hollywood, that shop show kills me. I just think it's arrogant. It's above everybody. It doesn't relate. And LeBron's going Hollywood. He talks more about his TV shows and other things he's doing. And he's a great dad. Because I got to watch how I deliver this huge opinion because I love LeBron. It's kind of like what I said about Tebow. He's not good on TV. He's not Tim Tebow. He's Tim Tebow. And I respect the hell out of LeBron as a father, what he did for Cleveland coming back. But this Hollywood move to L.A., it's not working. It's not. And anybody who thinks that Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss and LeBron together with Frank Vogel are going to turn around the Lakers, when you look at the quality of depth in teams and players right now in the Western Conference, it is not going to happen. It won't. It won't. If LeBron had the one-man magic, it would have showed this year with the Lakers. And instead, you watched him kind of bail on some huddles or bail on plays because, you know, Pope wouldn't give up the rock. No. And then this shop show and just, you know, hanging out with stars and not being team first. And he's going to Hollywood, and it's not a good look. Does it mean it's the end of LeBron's magic? No, I'm not going to say that. But this Hollywood move in the shop, they usually have the token white guy. So Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Rogen, I mean, Adam Carolla, whoever is a tough, and that guy, like, gets no time. And the topics, like, I saw the one with Seth Rogen or the clip, whatever it was, he's looking around, like, you know, yeah. And I know what some will say, well, Bill, you're not part of that culture and the hip-hop. And no, it's not it. To me, LeBron, ask yourself with Michael Jordan, even with going to play for the Birmingham Barons and leaving and whatever was connected to that, and everybody has their conspiracy theory, but what did that dude do that hurt his image? Now, we didn't have Twitter, we didn't have Facebook, we didn't have 9,000 channels. Maybe coming back and playing for the Wizards might have been the, oh, I just didn't had a, it was, just didn't have a good look or a good feel to it. And why LeBron, and I know he got the Dan Gilbert, and God bless his recovery from that stroke in Detroit. But this L.A. move is not the way you want your career to end. And I don't see the stars lining up to play, because it's not so much LeBron or the talent or what the roster has or the X's and O's of Frank Vogel. It is about the dysfunctional front office, and that will scare away players. Yeah, you'll get guys who want to get paid, but they're going nowhere with Rob Pelinka. Jeannie Buss, no. It's not happening. I think the only way they're going to get back is to find the Mitch Kupchak, the Jerry West-type GM, the basketball well-respected guru. That is the only way the Lakers are getting back, and I don't think LeBron James will let that happen. I don't. LeBron's running that show. Let's go to Tony in Minneapolis. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hello.
Hey, Tony. You're live all across North America.
Fantastic. I was wondering if you think that Cat can ever be the guy that will carry a team in Minnesota, and if you think he can ever be a top five guy in the league.
You know, there's a guy where Karl-Anthony Towns is at. If you put him on Portland right now, he's a rock star in the league, and it's nothing against Minneapolis, a great sports city. But it's where you're at. It's kind of like Kawhi in San Antonio honing his craft. And when you look at the T-Wolves, we've been waiting for them to be that next team since Garnett. You know what I'm saying?
It's been a long time here.
Yeah, and they've had a lot of young talent rolling through there, and they've, you know, gone through a lot of coaches and searching for the right combination. But, yeah, Karl-Anthony Towns, an incredible player. And can he carry them? We'll see. You know, if Towns can take them deep into the playoffs, then you start that mystique, right? Kind of what G did with Milwaukee this year. You agree?
That's the hope, is that he's taking that next step, just like Giannis did, to kind of elevate himself and be able to carry the team to when they need to be carried, he can take over.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Tony. I appreciate you listening to Minneapolis. Yeah, Minneapolis, somebody must have picked up the show in the last couple months, because we get a ton of interaction on air and on the social networks. By the way, you can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I'll read some more tweets coming up later. As I was watching the Yankees and the Red Sox before I went on air, and I touched on this in my opening Huge Opinion, I want to get to it in our final 2 hours, or at least the next hour. What are the great rivalries left in sports in America and also in Canada for our friends listening to the North? What are the rivalries at the pro level? College, you got Duke, North Carolina. You got Michigan, Ohio State football. You got Auburn, Alabama. I mean, college football, I think it's, and college basketball, I think it's easy to find a boatload of rivalries. But as I mentioned, as I began this journey on this Saturday night with all of you, at the pro level, we used to be loaded with rivalries across the board, all sports. It could be Phil and Tiger in golf. There were just a boatload of games. No matter where you lived, you enjoyed sitting back and watching the Cowboys and the Redskins, right? Bears-Packers still is a pretty good rivalry in the NFL. I was trying to think, Niners and the Seahawks was going someplace as a rivalry on the new school side. Pro basketball, Golden State, beyond Golden State, Houston. Boston, Cleveland was getting some traction when LeBron was there. Think of the rivalries in the NBA. NHL, the original six stuff used to play where there's just livid hatred. The Hawks and the Wings used to have some of that. Then the Hawks kind of took the mantle away from the Wings. Think about the rivalries at the pro level in sports in America and for our Canadian listeners, and what are the great rivalries left at the professional level? That's a tough one. I'll be curious how the audience responds. You can go live on air across the U.S. and Canada, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Zook will have another update coming up here in a few moments. I do want to thank Hickey and Venezia. Stellar job, and what a fast 2 hours with the great men and women listening all across North America. Thank you so much. I'll also deliver a huge opinion on Tiger Woods. Was winning the Masters enough to make his year? I have a lot. And I don't know if I'm going to fit it in 2 hours, but I'll try. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Chris. I think Horowitz is coming up on the only show based on huge opinions, yours and mine.